Dios mío.
Demonstración 10.
Mariah just spilled a beer.
Hey, y'all.
The paper towels.
Holy shit. Party foul in the first 2 seconds of episode 10.
Episode 10.
Hey, Benny, everybody. How you doing?
We're doing great. Can you tell?
Yeah. We literally, like, we just started the podcast and Mariah spilled
gin. And I was going to pretend like it didn't happen. Unfortunately, Daniel announced it to everyone on the internet. You did say I spilled the beer. No, I didn't even say it.
No, I said it.
Daniel said it. See, I was trying to keep it a secret from even you, but...
You can't keep that shit a secret.
You can't mess up my floor.
No secrets here. Hey, everybody. Daniel just had his birthday. It's a couple days afterwards, and we had a really fun time.
It was a blast.
Daniel got some really fun presents.
He got sparklers.
He got some really fun presents from his friend Amber.
Here's some presents that I got for my birthday. I got a hula hoop.
Yay!
A Sesame Street kickball.
Yay!
Sparklers.
Hoorah!
And a bottle of wine.
Hoorah!
Yeah, we played Pin the Tail on the Donkey.
And you got a birthday song from me.
Yeah, so Neil wrote me a great birthday song. He didn't make his guitar, so we won't play it for you here, but we might record it later and put it on the website.
Because Daniel and I hate the birthday song, like, happy birthday, you know, the fucking...
Don't sing it, it's copyrighted.
Yeah, sorry. Excuse me, alright. The birthday song sucks, so I wrote Daniel one, and he had, like, in the song, he had, like, a unicorn, and he had a breakdancing contest.
Snappy
and,
Feet.
Yeah, the unicorn, his name was Snappy Feet, but,
Which is funny, because I can actually snap my toes, like, I'm snapping my fingers.
Can.
And Neil didn't know that when he wrote Snappy Feet, and I was like, Neil, did you know that I can snap my toes?
Yeah, and it even got creepier when he did it.
Yeah, and I proved it.
Then life got much more uncomfortable. Play that Snoopy song.
Yeah.
But, so, we were out front, and we got the fireworks, because it was just me, Daniel, and Mariah.
The sparklers.
We had sparklers.
That's what I was going into.
Yeah.
Mariah's like, you bastard, talk about the sparklers. No, but so Mariah brought these awesome sparklers that changed colors, and they were really cool.
Morning glories, you may have heard of them.
Yeah. And we went outside and we were setting them off, and it was totally fucking amazing. It was like a little kid party. And Mariah accidentally, this is totally on accident.
Wait, see, this is what I was saying, I think, that you didn't set it up properly. Neil, I had the idea that Neil and I should light our sparklers together, and so he had
a good idea too.
And we had the sparklers touching and the flame underneath them both, and then all of a sudden mine shot out sparks towards Neil's face. Yeah. All of a sudden it just exploded.
Like right in my face.
Like directly into his face. It's like, whoa, sorry.
But I did get her back because she was hula hooping, and I used the 4-square Sesame Street ball while she was hula hooping, and I hit her with it.
But I blocked it with one hand.
So it was all... And then I was just hitting Daniel randomly because it was his birthday, and that was his birthday, like, punches.
While I was throwing firecrackers, you know, like the ones that you light and you throw and they bang, usually people light them on doorsteps, but I just think it's fun to light them and throw them. Well, I was throwing them, and Neil's throwing the ball at me, so it's like very much, you know.
We could have killed each
other. Yeah,
someone could have gotten.
It's set for disaster. My hand could have blown off.
We were drunk, though. I mean, we were already drunk.
Speaking of drunk, Mariah decided it's fun to throw a firecracker, too.
Yeah, and she
really worked out.
She threw it like a touched child.
Well, it's because, like, I waited so long.
She lit it and got confused.
I get confused.
She was like, am I holding a firecracker?
It took
what the
really
what
long
the F?
Time for, like, the wick to light, and finally it set on fire. It's like, oh shit, it's gonna explode. And I just threw it, but, like, 2 feet away from being.
And towards me, yeah.
Like, directly at him,
and I was, like,
barely
running.
in front.
It was frightening, but, yeah.
So, that was my last firecracker of the evening, because, one, I almost blew Neil's face off, and two, I almost blew Daniel up on his birthday,
yeah.
So, I was quarantined from the fireworks.
There was a lot of fun, though. What else went on? I danced like Michael Jackson at one point to beat it.
Great. That was so good.
And then he had a dance off with David and from Mommy Running Our Fort.
And by the way, by the
Percival,
by the way, David, I whipped your ass at that dance contest.
I did too. I think Percival beat both your asses.
Yeah. Well, Percival always beats me. He's too good.
What can you say?
The man's got moves. He's got hot moves.
He's
I can't.
Got moves
I
can't. Like you've never seen.
Yeah. And when we talk about Percival, because he's a real person, he's our mascot, the monkey.
Yeah,
the
you've seen him on our MySpace page, probably.
It is a bit strange.
We're going to assume you've been there, so.
Yeah. Percival, it knows what's up.
Yeah. But man, he boy. Has so much. And every time I sit beside him, I swear he gives me creepy sex eyes. Like, you could just tell by the way he looks at you. He's like, Mariah, I want to get on you later. Even though he's like,
that's the funny thing is, Percival and I have that in common. Because anyone that sits near me, you know, my grandma, whoever. Oh, wait, what? I didn't. Okay, let's cut that off. Can we edit that, maybe?
Nope.
Fuck. Okay. No, but
we don't have editing. We're working on an Apple TV.
It was cool because Larkin, Daniel's roommate, showed up in midst party.
Who's also from Mommy Running Our Fort.
Yeah, Larky Lark. And
shout out.
Yeah, I guess. They shouted us out in the lamest way ever on their podcast, so.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for that.
but, one of the premises for tonight is...
Music from Durham.
Yeah, music from my hometown of Durham. I really like a lot of bands from my hometown, and the sad thing is pretty much they've all broke up. So pretty much, actually, no, every single thing we're going to play you tonight...
Doesn't exist anymore.
The bands don't exist anymore. If you like these bands... Email
good
us.
Good luck to you.
Well, yeah.
Because
good
they're
luck.
Not real.
They don't have it. They're not on the internet. This is
kind of like
this is
clear Pepsi.
This was long before my. This is long before.
Enjoy while it lasts.
Neil wants to talk.
Long before MySpace and all of this shit, we had our bands, and you're like, Ryan's like, ah!
Jesus.
But, long before MySpace. Long before MySpace, and I've said that 7 times.
We'll count later.
It would, we just had mix CDs and, like, and mix tapes. And all of these recordings are literally from, like, boom boxes. So nice. You'll have to deal with that. But I think the first song I'd like to introduce is a band that consisted of my good friend, well, a couple of my good friends, the Danzer Brothers, Harlan Campbell, who was a member of Prospect, and Robert Chapman. And I have no idea what the fuck Robert Chapman's doing now. But their band was called the Intolerettes, and I'd like to play just 2 quick songs from them, because they're only about 1 minute long, and so here we go. It's and they're really only called song number 1 and song number 2.
So here we are.
Here we go. Song number 2 by the Intolerettes, and Robert Chapman sings on this one, and he calls that shit preaching. Here you go.
Thank you.
have an announcement to make. We now have a voicemail hotline where you can call in and leave us wonderful, wonderful, happy notes and things of that nature. Ready? Grab your pen and paper. Which I know you always have handy when you're listening to this show, so you can always write down things and amaze you. Anyways, our new phone number is area code 206-202-1639.
Bring it up.
Holla.
And leave us some love.
Yeah, hell we yeah. always like that.
Also, I changed the forum on the website today. I haven't told Neil this yet.
Nice. So, I went and saw it. Yeah, it's nice. It's easy board.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to work with and stuff. And you can make logons and stuff.
Yeah, so we're certainly trying to tech it
logons
up.
Logons about Mariah. That's
there's still a poll about Mariah. No one's answered.
Which no one?
Because you guys are slackers.
God, no one wants to.
Either that or none of you are listening.
We just pretend you are. All 74 of you pretend listeners out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our website, by the way, is angelfire.com/crazy/afterschoolspecial.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty easy.
It's better than a certain podcast. I'm not going to mention their names.
Oops. Next on our list of topics that are imaginary in our heads is Japanese television shows.
Holy. Now I would like to say hello to all of you. Ohayo gozaimasu.
That was Japanese or something.
I guess.
It's Japanese for hello. Okay. Very politely.
We've been watching a lot because YouTube is sort of endlessly searchable. You can find just a lot of crazy shit on YouTube, and Daniel and I like to watch Japanese television clips
because it's always happy or just crazy as fuck.
And
so
there was one we watched where people were getting beat in the face with giant fans, and like that was like so amazing. What was the other one?
Other one we were watching, it was weird because they played this game where like they had cards, and only one of the cards they flipped it over had an X on it. But if it had an X on it, you had to like
do the punishment that was pre-required for you, like on this little sort of card flip screen thing.
One was having to eat a wasabi roll.
Which sucks.
But you know,
badly.
The straight up, like, not even the paste. It's just a wasabi root.
Yeah. The root. Like, that's fucking rough.
It sounds so bad and
you
don't want to do
that
ever.
The best part is they look so, like, these people look so fucking unhappy to be, like, doing these punishments. Like, they look so unhappy.
But they love it when someone else does.
Yeah. But the best part is it's, like, six, like, really sort of, like, kind
of
hip looking Japanese dudes.
There were
eight
of them.
Yeah.
Eight of them, yeah.
Yeah, and then, but the eighth guy is a 7-foot black guy.
Like a big, burly, mostly black man.
Like, enormous black guy. Like,
he's
But he speaks great Japanese and totally goes along with it. So we were kind of like, thought that was a little bit hilarious. Like, because, like, he's sort of even giggling like a Japanese guy does.
He had to have this giant balloon blown up inside of his shirt until it popped.
Yeah, and it looked like it really hurt. But the best punishment was, that I personally thought was, the punishment listed was
old man bites tenderly.
And what the punishment was, this one guy who always kept losing lost. Oh, no, it was the guy in the white shirt.
First time he lost it. But
and an old, creepy, skinny,
old
Japanese man came out. He took his dentures out. And then he essentially, like, violently nibbled on this guy's neck and ear. And it was, like, the most, like, like, virulently, like, disgustingly sexual, weird thing. It was like your grandpa taking his dentures out and then trying to make out with your neck. Like, it was so awful. It was painful to watch. And the guy was like,
I pray not.
The best part was to watch how much the guy fucking hated it. Like, he hated it so much.
He hated it worse than the other guys. So he got, like, slapped in the face endlessly.
Yeah.
Had to smell, like, the guy who ate the wasabi roll then had to smell, like, very bad smell, or bad smell air or something.
Yeah, it was like, very bad smell air.
Like, and then, like,
battle fever robotechno.
He was already about to, like, die from the wasabi, then he smelled it and ran to the trash can to bomb.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I just want to, like, not on the subject, but holler back to New Orleans for reopening the, like, aquarium today. It sounds really cool, and I would totally go there if I was in New Orleans.
We have no idea what she's talking about.
If anyone
about,
is
so
in New Orleans
so you know.
And visits the Audubon Aquarium, like, you should visit it if you're there. Because I would.
Right on.
If Mariah would do it, you should do it. Apparently.
So, actually, this is just, like, I didn't tell these two about this. It's just a little anecdote. I was reading one of my friend's journals online, because I do that. because I'm a troll. But she was writing about the new X-Men movie, which I'm not really planning on seeing, and like I haven't seen. But
yeah, you wanted to.
I did, but then I heard some shit from some friends, and I was kind of not into it. But
Frasier's in it.
No, I'm down with him being the Beast. That kind of works. But apparently, the Juggernaut is
in
it. Which the Juggernaut is Professor X's brother. And apparently, he actually quotes there's an internet phenomenon. They overdub an X-Men cartoon, and the guy's like, "I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!" And apparently, the Juggernaut in the movie literally says, "You don't know who I am? I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!" And I was like, if the Juggernaut in the movie's gonna quote the internet, I don't think I can see that. Like, that's painful.
Don't hold it against it.
I don't know if I can do that.
I bet it's action packed and wonderful.
And I'm not gonna say that internet clip isn't funny, because it is.
Neil likes to quote it a lot.
I do. I say I'm the Juggernaut bitch a lot, but...
A lot.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna... I don't know. They already fucked up Nightcrawler for me, so... And he's my favorite X-Man.
Wait,
so.
You don't like Alan Cumming?
I do. You know I like Alan Cumming, because... I'm coming. but no, I didn't think... I feel like they fucked up Nightcrawler in the movie, and so I'm sort of, like, anti-X-Men. But yeah. So, let's leap into another track real quick. And we're gonna do this band that I dated the lead singer's younger sister for a while, which was weird. But they're sort of, like, this really funny punk rock band. They were called Poke and Yoda. And then they changed their name to Bandar, like Bandar, which I thought was kind of weird and a little bit lame. But their songs were hilarious. So we're going to play a song from them, and it's called I Hate Everything You Do, and it's by Bandar. And I hope you enjoy it.
Somber note, we just ran out of beer.
Yeah, sucks.
So now I have to switch to vodka.
But on a high note, we do have liquor. So
switching to the liquor.
No beer.
We're gonna die.
Pretty much.
Beer before liquor, never sicker.
Exactly.
There is a rhyme about snakes, but I don't ever remember it.
Snakes on a plane?
Snakes in North Carolina. Like, one is like yellow on black.
Cakes on a plane!
Another one is black on yellow, kill a fellow, yeah. But red on black, got your back, or something like that.
Are you being racist on our podcast?
No, it's an actual rhyme, yeah. But the snakes look exactly alike, but unless you can remember
it's
the rhyme,
snakes.
You could never, like...
Corn snakes look
yeah.
like...
And coral snakes, yeah. And stuff.
But then, like, the other ones are
copper
deadly head. Venomous, so you can't really... But who can remember the rhyme? The rule is, walk away.
Yeah, unless it's a garter snake or a black snake. So
I have this kid that lives in my house, and his name is Ricky, and he's from Taiwan. And the other day, I came downstairs, and I was like, Ricky, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm having a party. I was like, yeah? Well, what are you cooking? He's like, a lot of stuff. It's like, well, what's in the big pot? He said, pig's feet. Now, I thought to myself, pig's feet, it must be like little, like, pickled pig's feet. No, these are straight up the feet of hogs. They were huge. The cloven foot and like the toenails, the foot pad, and
cloven,
everything.
Cloven, foven, pulver.
But he was boiling them in Pepsi. And I was like, Ricky, I'm really sorry.
Apparently, every time I... Okay, I have to interrupt. Every time you tell me a story about this motherfucker, he's boiling something in fucking Pepsi. What's wrong with
it? People in Taiwan like to eat things in Pepsi. So I told him, I was like, I hate to be ethnocentric. Stupid. No, ethnocentric. See, Neil, you read it too. You didn't even see it.
He's using an American soda that's not ethnocentric. I don't boil shit
that's
in Pepsi.
That's a Carolinian soda.
I bet they have, like, some black soda in Taiwan called Pepsi.
That was a little more fucking racist than I was.
When you ask him what, they cook, like, the first time he boiled some in Pepsi for me, I was like, well, what is this? He's like, Pepsi? I was like, what? And he held up the can, and he tapped it, and I was like, Pepsi? He's like, yeah, Pepsi. He's like, oh, God.
You got anything to say, Daniel?
But, well, like...
Speaking of some deep south southern goodness, like Pepsi, which is born in the Carolinas, Neil and I had us a rap song that was born in the Carolinas right here tonight, and it's called It's the South.
Yeah, holla at your boy.
And here we go, we hope you enjoy it.
When you wake up and see these peepers, I can tell your ass smelling like Snickers. So get in a tub and get to washing. I don't want the neighbors, oh my gosh. And down on the farm we got 80 chickens, but our ladies are slim for the pickings. All our sons can fry those fast foods, so don't be surprised that we're the fattest dudes. Hey there girl, you sure are tipping, cause you're wanting us to go cow tipping. Well I surely ain't gonna gloat, but I got me a herd of fainting goat.
Not from the south, but I've been around Savannah, Cackalack, Richmond, and D-Town. I like belt buckles, boots, and beer, but I never broke heat on a bear or a deer. Down here, folks dipping down oxycodone, shoot up crack to fuck up they domes. Kids get a switch and a sip of beer. I heard something about steers and queers. Yeah! Yeehaw! Woo! Come on!
Love it or hate it.
If it's your daughter,
you'll probably date it.
We hate Yankees.
And Bill Clinton.
Fuck it, y'all.
Let's have a pig picket.
It's the South.
We fish in the creek.
We camp in the woods.
And drink in the street.
We wear short longs.
And acid wash jeans.
In the communal.
Let's blow this scene.
I still know how to wine and dine, but you can't beat that sweet, sweet swine. Barbecue can get a little messy if she knows she's eating old Bessie.
Daisy Dukes and collard greens, my girl picks her own green beans. Teased hair and holy underwear, only blue ribbons at the county fair. 4th of July, we celebrate right, wear your flag or we gonna fight. My girl knows how to fetch a beer, none of those sissy drinks are goddamn queer.
Look, you faggot!
Get off my porch!
Get out of here, you butt chaser, you butt pirate!
Tell me now!
It's the South! Love it or hate it. If it's your daughter,
you'll probably date it.
We hate Yankees.
And Bill Clinton.
Fuck it, y'all.
Let's have a pig picket.
It's the South.
We fish in the creek.
We camp in the woods.
And drink in the street.
We wear short longs.
And acid wash jeans.
In the communal.
Let's blow this scene!
Go mutton in Escalades. They like bonfires and Iron Maiden. The family trees have been cut to death, and you'll never find politics over to the left. Deliverance wasn't that far off. You squeal like a pig if you so much as cough. Crack babies and kids doing char. When I see a redneck, I wanna buck shots off. Yeah, bitch. Fuck you, rednecks.
Yeah.
It's the South. Love it or hate it. If it's your daughter,
you'll probably date it.
We hate Yankees.
And Bill Clinton.
Fuck it, y'all.
Let's have a pig picket.
It's the South.
We fish in the creek.
We camp in the woods.
And drink in the street.
We wear short longs.
And acid wash jeans.
In the communal.
Let's blow this scene!
What's up, baby? Ow! Let me see your butt cheeks.
Ow! Put them on the grill.
Ow! I like that Carolina barbecue.
Yeah!
Woo! Come on. What's up, honey?
Show me some coons.
I like Toby Keith. Oh, kill me. I'm an asshole.
So snipe, honey.
Yeah, that was a great throwdown track.
Yeah, what's up, guys? That was...
And hollering back from the South, I'm not offended, so no one else should be either.
Yeah. My verse, I'm the only, like, born northerner here, so my verse was sort of anti-South, but I do like the South. I love living here.
Well, all of mine was satiring the South and how stupid it is, but...
Yeah, but I truly do love North Carolina, so...
But how sad it is that it's so true, everything we said. So.
Yeah, it's all true. It's all sad and true.
Just come to the South and go to your local Walmart.
Yeah. You'll see all the bad shit. You'll see humpbacks and peg legs and fucking inbred children and cowboy hats.
Babies with dirty faces and diapers and no shoes on. Yeah. Now that like, is a sad sight.
3-year-olds smoking and fucking, it's not
maybe
good.
Selling crack on the corner. It's like, pretty much like
hey, baby, projects. Get out the corner. That's Dave Chappelle, by the way. I'm sorry, Dave.
It's like watching Sean Preston fall on his head.
Yeah. Poor fella.
Poor Sean Preston Federline.
He's got the dad. He's doing the hand movements inside the studio.
It's the fire.
It's that fire.
You know what's sad? When we're at Chad's party, we're all dancing along to like the song, and we're like, this song sounds so bad. Then all of a sudden we realize it was Popo Zal. And we're like,
wow.
We totally danced out to Popo Zal and enjoyed it. And it's weird.
I actually lost a little bit of respect for you right there, Dan.
Yeah, I know. But it's funny because like the recordings you heard of before it was actually released, like it's been mastered and like digitally fixed a lot. So it actually sounds like a regular like song that's kind of danceable, but
shut up, you like him, don't fuck.
You totally, dig that song.
I ended up
don't
liking the song,
it
sucks. It sucks that I like the song, I know. Kill me now.
We all like bad music, but Daniel likes some bad music.
I haven't downloaded the
song. If he tries to convert me, I'll be like, my, but just listen, watch the music video.
And he knows much better than to try to convert me.
He's probably over a couple, but on the whole.
Yeah, sometimes, I don't know, we both fell in love with Mini Money.
Yeah.
Who is a Japanese girl group who I would actually recommend
checking
downloading because
they're broken up now.
But they're fantastic. Mini Money is awesome.
So go watch them on YouTube.
Mini Moni. You can find them on YouTube or on your whatever your preference is for stealing music.
The YouTube.
We don't steal music ever.
We just stream it.
Ever. We never do that shit. We are not pirates. We are buccaneers.
Buccaneers?
Yeah.
We're
buccaneers.
That's that football team, right?
I don't know anything about football, man. I'm not...
Buccaneers?
I'm like half gay. What? Who? I think I'd like to play another jam for you guys. This is a band I was in for a while. They're called Vicordia. I've mentioned them before. This song was recorded when I was not in the band on an album called A Year on the Face of the Earth. And this song is called She Does Not Know, and it's an interesting song. So why don't you check that stuff out? It's kind of chill, and I hope you really, really enjoy it.
Operate the door. Voiceless Cadenza. I'm dreaming of delight from the lady. The girl will know to her and have a new soul to her. But for now, do I? She sleeps like a falling star. The eye of a whole duquet. Ooh, 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 ah, ooh, ah.
Yes, so that was Vicordia. I used to play drums on that track before we actually recorded it, and then I quit the band because of a girl. Because I'm a dummy.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Madonna from the Ray of Light CD.
Wait, that reminds you of Madonna?
I'm just kidding. Almost.
Dirty penis face.
Because, you know, there's that song where she...
I don't know that album, man. Don't say you know.
Don't front.
I don't know that. I know that hit song she had. That's all I know.
I'm just making you angsty.
Because I am. Fuck her.
Don't worry, Madonna. I love you.
I don't.
Madonna listens to our podcast, so you...
Why do you speak in a British accent, you skinny bitch? What's wrong with you?
She loves the Brits.
Hello, I have bland food, and I am a bitch.
So, we're having to edit because Neil and Mariah and I are getting into fights a lot.
Because I wanted to talk about lingerie, and Neil
did. It's a dumb subject. It's
but
fucking
any
stupid.
Any of you out there want to talk about lingerie, just give us a call on the voicemail, and I'll be more than happy to talk about it with
you. If Mariah is ever back on this show, which is unlikely.
Speaking of shows that will never be on again, Charmed. We must take a moment to mourn the loss of Charmed.
Oh, you bitch.
Our poor Shannon Doherty left the show four seasons
poor
ago.
Poor Shannon Doherty, she sucks.
Yeah, but now we
she
got
died.
And now we got true. Holly Marie Combs, and we got Rose McGowan, and we got Alyssa Milano without a career.
Paige, Piper, and Phoebe.
I just got an IM, someone wants to have sex with me.
Probably gay.
Well, yeah. It's Creepy Mark.
So I had this roommate.
Wait, which
named
is Creepy
Gypsy?
Mark? Which one's Creepy Mark?
Mark that you think's creepy.
I don't know. Is he the one you brought to my house?
Yeah.
Oh, I have so many stories about this guy that I'm not going to tell. I could no. tell them, but I'm not going to.
He's probably listening.
Let's just say it involved a feather and an anus. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave yeah. it at that one. We'll How do you that. Like that, folks?
We'll leave that one there. But yeah, Charmed.
We like Charmed a lot.
So my roommate, my freshman year, her name was Gypsy. Gypsy, if you're in Japan... Shout out to
the
you.
Stevie Nicks song.
But she loved Charmed.
Gypsy!
She made me watch it a lot of times every day. I'd watch like 3 episodes a day. But then I understood the entire magical realm. And so for years afterwards, even though it kind of like annoyed me a little bit, I found myself watching Charmed until I fell in love with it myself.
I've watched Charmed from season 1.
And then I had a dream that I was one of the Charmed ones. But I only knew that I was because the Charmed ones froze everything and I wasn't frozen. So I came over to Daniel's house and was like, Daniel, I had the best dream this afternoon. I dreamed I was one of the Charmed ones. And his face lit up. I was like, oh, you watched Charmed too. And from then on, every Sunday, you can find Daniel and I in front of the TV. Until we introduced Neil. And as you see, circle of three grows.
Yeah. Apparently we're the Charmed ones now.
We are the Charmed ones.
I think so.
But Mariah hasn't seen the season finale, and we're going to watch that after we cast this.
Yeah.
But, it's fucking awesome.
I will tell you this, like, on the subject of dreams, I've been, I always have, it's sort of renowned around my group of friends, is, like, I generally, people, when someone says, like, I just have nightmares, like, you don't, like, because you have, like, 34 dreams a night, like, you have, like, multiple dreams a night, and you can't remember all of them, but I can, and I generally have nightmares constantly. But I've been having, like, these dreams lately that are, like, 10 times better than my waking life. So, like, I have them, and then I wake up, and I'm like, wow, all of this shit is totally bunk. It's awful. And, like, so it's been really hard to, like even, like, get out of bed, actually. Kind of sucks. But,
So what were some of your dreams that were so amazing?
They always involve love. which I don't have.
Every time someone says love, everyone gets like...
They do, though. They always involve really cool...
And don't you feel stupid talking about love?
Because I do, like, I do.
I feel stupid.
I feel very stupid talking
about love. I love love, don't worry. I can talk about it all day.
Yeah, but whenever I get affected by, like, someone that I care about or whatever, then all of a sudden I'm like, damn it, I should not be reacting
like
this.
Yeah, I feel like a lame ass.
Yeah, me too.
But all the dreams are about, like...
Love is great until it breaks your heart.
Well, that's happened to me quite a bit.
That's pretty much how it goes. Like,
but the dreams were, like, they were so true and interesting and detailed and, it's been rough recently because I don't have a good track record when it comes to, like...
At least you have a trap record.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't date because people always piss me off before I get to that stage.
Yeah, Daniel's picky, but in a good way. He's trying to
revert back to what episode.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Why have none of you called or written, you assholes?
Yeah,
and that's totally gonna get me a girl calling them assholes.
Come seduce me for some sweet lovin'.
Yeah.
Unlike the IM I just got that says, "Come play with me."
Yeah, which is but it was creepy. From a creepy guy.
Mr.
Feathery Anus.
Come play with me.
But okay, I'd like to play another song real quick. It's by a band called the Droogies. They're obviously named for the Clockwork Orange group. It's an instrumental song and it's really fun. It's a really great summer song, which is why I wanted to put it on here. And maybe I think we can proudly can we put it up on our webpage?
Sure, I guess.
I'd like to put it, because it's a really great thing to put on a mixtape for someone for summer, so... And this song is just called Instrumental Number 1.
If it doesn't show up on the webpage, I've decided it skips copyright laws.
Yeah, and I can give... And they're not on the label, but I can give you guys their website later, and we can hook that up. Or I can send you it if you want to email us. So, here we go with the Droogies, Instrumental Number 1, and it's really great. So, here you go, guys.
Jam.
I actually think it sort of sounds.
I think it sounds like Eric Johnson a little bit mixed with Ghost and Vodka, if you know those.
No,
bands,
I was joking about the Paula Abdul thing, but then I started thinking about Amy Grant and Heart in Motion and how I want to go roller skating.
Funny thing is, my parents every Christmas we listen to the Amy Grant
Heart in Motion, all the Christmas album,
her Christmas album. I just want
to listen to Heart in Motion over and over. Yeah. Baby, you set my heart in motion. I don't want to go roller skating and ride into walls.
Skating.
And ride into walls and hold on to the rails around the outside because I can't really skate and I'm just all like flopping about.
Wait, can we stop it real quick?
Edited.
We stop it like it's hot. No, I want to say like usually like a summer song for me comes up out of nowhere. Like it just like kind of seems to get replayed on my iPod or my computer or on the radio. Apparently the song that's decided to be my summer song is Razorblade by The Strokes off their newest album. And I'm not like the hugest fan of The Strokes, but it just kept playing on my fucking iPod, like if I shuffled the songs. And it's actually a really great song, so that's become my summer song. So if you want a summer song, that's a great one to pick, because it's really fun.
And Neil's going to put together an iMix for you, so you can link to it to the iTunes web store, so you can have a summer jam.
Yeah, I'll put together a little beach tape for you guys.
You can jam out with the clam out.
Yeah. Rock out with your kizak out. That sounds like Cossacks almost.
Yeah, I had a terrible manager one time who would say that every time you, like, went to get more tea or, like, baskets for the wings or
whatever. He would say, rock out with your cock out?
Yeah, and jam out with the clam out. I was like, that is a little bit too much.
That's a little
much.
Dirty.
Yep. What? And he started dating a girl in my African art class, so there you go.
Right. You're spilling some more beer.
Mariah's that's spilling a good again.
Spill more beer. I think it's time for us to call it a show.
Yeah, we're going to call it a show, you guys. But yeah, so we hope you guys have enjoyed this, our 10th show, the Big 10.
The D.A.'s.
Yes, and this has been, again, Neilium P. Hershberger.
And I'm Billy Sexily Delicious.
And Mariah Lynn Trulove.
And we'd also like to welcome Mariah back, and thanks to her for being on this show.
She's a great pal.
She's awesome. And we love you guys so much, and please, you know, get on the forums, get on the webpage.
So long.
Be in our friend on MySpace, and we'll see you guys later.
Good night.
Tell all your friends.
I'll say
hello.
Adieu to you and you and you.
And we're out.
Peace.